Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schgallen, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Aymer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Meshum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, some say, this was the son of Rabbi Chanin Askan HaKehan. Periches is the curtain. Evya, its thickness was a tefach. Imagine a curtain as thick as your fist, or the average fist. The al shivim ushnayim, and on 72 nimen threads nereges. It was woven. Ariga means to weave, like oireg is one of the lamites malachas. Now some have a girsa, not nimen, but rather nirin, and others suggest that Batanura has that girsa as well. What is a nir? Do you remember from Masech de Shabbos, ha'oysa shtei bate nirin benirin? Literally the heddle shafts? How did they weave? Take a very close look at your shirt. So you'll probably see that there are horizontal and vertical lines. Very thin, you have to look very carefully. So today it's done with very expensive, computerized, fast-moving machines, but basically it's doing really the same thing that your grandmother did. You ever saw the pictures of someone weaving? There's a big machine, the thread's going one way, thread's going the other way, and you have these heddle shafts that lift the thread going in one direction, up and down, over and under, over and under. It's usually the horizontal threads that go up and down, up and down. So the periches had to be woven with 72 of these nirin, of these little circles, little holes that you had to run the threads through that lifted over and under, over and under. That's how complicated it was. That's how big it was. And on every single thread, you know what you really had over there? You know what each thread was made out of? Esrim v'arbachut. Each thread was really 24 that were like rolled together in a very complicated process that turns them into one. That process of turning several threads into one is called shazira. I want you to take a very close look at your tzitzis. Take one string from your tzitzis. One tzitz, as some people refer to it. Take a look at it. Is it really one string? Or you will notice that there are several strings that are rolled together to form the string. Now with your tzitzis, it's all made of the same. But with the periches, it was far more complicated. Because you had tcheles, blue wool, argaman, purple wool, toilas shani, wool that was dyed red, and sheish, that means linen. Wait, so you just told me four different things. But the Mishnah said, that there are 24 chutin. And the answer is, all the things we just mentioned, we took six. It was kafel shisha. So you didn't just have one piece of tcheles. I had six. You didn't have one piece of argaman. Six. Toilas shani. Six. Sheish. Six. And it was all twisted into a single thread. And then we took all these four, where each one had six of its own mean, and they were twisted together to form one thick 24 thread. That's what the Mishnah says, 24. It was four times six. Four different meanim, and each of the four was six. Vayter zok the Mishnah, how big was the periches? Arka, its length, arboyim amah, was 40 amah. That's about 80 feet. Virachba, and its width, Esrim amah, 20 amahs. Zakta batanura. These were the measurements of the Pesach ulam, of the opening to the ulam. Now the ulam was like this big chamber that you walk through this on the way into the Hechel. And the doorway of the ulam was high 40 and wide 20. Some say, as I held Rashi and the Rambam, that the Mishnah is referring to the periches that separated the Hechel from the Kodesh Kedosh. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Umishmoinem ushtei riboy nasis. Now we're going to attach these words one by one and then we'll put it all together into a sentence, B'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Shmoinem is 80. Shtei is 2. What's riboy? What does it mean? Ribvois alfe Yisrael. Riboy is 10,000. So Shmoinem ushtei riboy would then mean 82 times 10,000. So what is the Mishnah telling me? Well, according to the first pshat in the Batanura, this is the sum total of all the chutim that were in the periches. It contained 820,000 threads. According to the second shot in the Batanura, what is the Mishnah telling us? You know how much money it cost to make a Pareichas? It cost 820,000 dinars to make the Pareichas. In another pshat, the Batanura says that the word Riboy over here is not 10,000. Rather, it should be read Rivois. Rivois means young girls. 82 young girls got together to make the Pareichas. Vaitra Sakta Mishnah. Ushtayim Oysen B'chol Shana. You know how often they made this Pareichas? Twice every single year. Twice? Every year? Yes, that's because the smoke of the Ketores would blacken the Pareichas. Now, before we go weiter, let's understand as follows. When it comes to things that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, there were special chumras, especially on the level of the Tahara of that item. Now, once a keli was finished, even though it was finished b'tahara, we don't know that it became tameh. It requires tefillah if you're going to use it for kodesh. That's what it says in Masechtas Chagiga. So they had to toivel the new pareichas every time it was finished. How many kohanim did it take to toivel the pareichas? 300. Ushloish meyes kohanim. 300 kohanim at bilonaisa would toivel the pareichas. The Batanura says, quoting the Gemara, that this is a lashon of a guzma. It's a kind of an exaggeration. It's like when you say, it was so beautiful. You know how nice it was? It was like 300 times as nice as the usual one. You know how big the pareichas was? It was like, you needed 300 kohanim to toivel it. It's an expression. It doesn't bedafka mean 300 per se. Although the Vilna Gaon makes a cheshbin, if you figure out how big the pareichas is, and if everyone is holding on to it with their two hands, how wide a tefach is, that it does come out to the exact amount of 300 kohanim holding it on all sides. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the pareichas was thick a tefach. We learned that there were four minim, chelas, argaman, telas, shani, and shesh. But it wasn't just one string of chelas, and then one string of argaman, and so on. Each min was kafel shisha, so it was like six. And then four of the different kinds of threads, remember each thread is like six, and you took four of these, and they were twisted together to form one thick 24 thread. So each thread was really 24 chutin. We also learned that the pareiches was 40 amas long and 20 amas wide. Then the Mishnah told us, Umishmainim ushtei riboy nases. And we had three pshatim. Do you remember what they were? The first pshat was that it was made, the pareichas was made up of 82 times 10,000 threads. 820,000 threads. The second pshat was, it cost 820,000 dinars. And the third pshat was, not the word ribay, which means 10,000, but the rivois. Young girls used to make the pareichas. We learned how many pareichas did they have to make? Two every single year. Why did it have to be changed? Twice every year? Because the smoke from the incense, the smoke from the ketores, would make it black. And we also learned that 300 kohanim would toivel it. Why did they have to toivel it? Because when a new keli was finished, it had to be toiveled if you wanted to use it for hegdish. Did you really need 300 kohanim? The Gemara says it's a guzma. It's just a way of saying, wow, it was so much. We pointed out that the Gra makes a cheshbin, how big the pareichas was, and how much a tefach takes up, and it comes out exactly to 300 if each one was holding on to the pareichas with both of his hands.